Last week, I went to a party with some friends, and we were at their house, and it was kind of, I won't say it was in the boonies, but it was out a little farther than we're usually, we're in their basement, and so what was interesting was as I was picking up Wi-Fi, and then I went and looked on my phone, and I went, oh, it's picking up Xfinity Wi-Fi, and it's, because at some point, I had registered my mobile phone with Comcast. I'd signed in to use their hotspot somewhere, and so now if I walk by anybody's house that has Xfinity Wi-Fi turned on, well, guess what? I get to use their internet. And there's a lot of people in my neighborhood that, of course, use Comcast. And so as I'm like taking a walk in the afternoon or whatever, I will notice that my phone will pick up like one bar of Wi-Fi or something as I'm out on the street. It actually ends up being kind of annoying, especially if I'm trying to download something or do something, because it's unfortunately not very strong. But I told this to our friend. I said, you realize, because she was giving out Wi-Fi passwords to people that were asking, and I said, well, I'm just picking up your Xfinity Wi-Fi. I bet you didn't know it was on. And I think this is what Comcast is counting on for the vast majority of people, because a lot of people don't, when they get their internet service from Comcast, they're paying a modem rental fee, which is, I think, going up to like $10 a month for some people. I mean, I saw the scam that it was a long time ago, and I've always said, okay, I'm going to buy a modem, because in about a year, because I think you, for what you pay for the modem rental fee, you can actually recover the cost pretty quickly. And the one nice thing is if there was a problem with the modem, then Comcast would come replace it. But Comcast just makes, I think they make $300 million a quarter on this, just on these modem rental fees. And so I don't feel like I need to contribute to Comcast's bottom line any more than I already do. So I pay the one-time fee for the modem, and that's that. And the nice thing about it is it doesn't have Wi-Fi on it. It's just a modem. Supposedly you can opt out of Comcast's Wi-Fi sharing program, but the reports are that it doesn't work, and they've made it so difficult that most people probably wouldn't do it. And in fact, I'm willing to bet most people don't even know that it's going on. And that's really the sad part. Now, of course, Comcast says that they will compensate your bandwidth for what other people are using. But I look at this and I go, why, I don't like it. I mean, I guess because I like to know where the bits are going and who's using my bits. I mean, I do have an open Wi-Fi, but I've made that choice, right? People should be able to choose whether or not to share their Wi-Fi, consumers really aren't getting the choice. If they're making it like opt out, and most customers don't even know what's going on, then they're basically giving up their bandwidth to somebody else for no reason. And so anyway, there's links in the show notes, of course, to all of this crap. But Comcast is still acting disgusting. They're sharing their bandwidth. Maybe it's really not a big deal. But as a security person, again, I like knowing what my equipment's doing, and I really don't like that I have to like call Comcast to turn it off. I'd rather just not have it be, I'd rather just have it be like a regular modem, no Wi-Fi, and then I can control that myself. That's just me personally, but I guess most people might even see it as a convenience, but I'm not particularly thrilled with it myself.